With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the Peabody High School football head coach, Mark Betancourt. And coach, we haven't talked in a couple of weeks, but getting ready for the big one. It's here again, the season is opening, and you're starting out with your old GBL opponent in Revere tomorrow night.
Yeah, and we're excited to do so. You know, keeping Revere on our schedule was something that was important to me. A lot of history there back in the days of Mike Chella versus Coach Niz. You know, for me, again, I'm a traditionalist. I like the old-time football. Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, we're going to get a chance to go over there and play in Revere tomorrow night.
Well, Coach, it's funny you talk about the old-time football, but you've incorporated all the modern stuff, too, with your offense and so on, and it's great to watch. So that said, Coach, tell me a little bit about how preseason has gone and maybe the mix of veterans and newcomers.
We had a great preseason. The kids came in very, very excited, which was good to see. The momentum from last year rolled right into this season. It's like we didn't have any time off. It felt real good coming to practice early. You know, Linfield, always a pesky team, very well coached. Pat Lamusa does a great job with his group. We had some heat issues. We couldn't play on our turf, so we had to play up on the baseball field with no lines. So we didn't really get as much out of that scrimmage as we wanted to. But the physicality and, you know, playing against somebody else was beneficial. But the actual you know, corrections we wanted to make, we really couldn't do because we didn't have the film. But it got done what needed to get done. You know, bringing Everett into town is always a big challenge, literally. Mm-hmm. There's some big boys on that team, and I think our defense really played well. You know, the first half was basically our ones against their number ones. You know, they scored a touchdown, they kicked a field goal. We did not get on the board. But offensively, we have to figure things out. Offensively is a big change for us. You know, losing someone like Shea Lynch, as we talk about all the time, you can't describe how difficult it is to come back from losing such a huge resource. On top of the fact that we lost three or four real good wideouts that moved on to play, most of them are playing in college now. To bounce back offensively, it takes a little while to find our new groove. Mm-hmm. And I'm confident we will. I think it'll involve a lot more of the running game with our five offensive linemen all returning. But the kids are excited about our offense. We've added some new wrinkles. You know, the kids that we have in those positions are fully capable. Some of them you know, have experience from last year. And, of course, you know, when you have a kid like Eli Batista on your team, you're never out of the game. And defensively, most of our guys have returned defensively. And you know, Justin Powers does a great job of watching film and breaking down film and trying to find you know, how to stop other opponents' strengths and how to take advantage of some of their weaknesses. And you know, Revere's going to be a tough team, as they always are. There's no down year in Revere. They may not have the biggest kids, but they certainly have tough kids, which is why I enjoy playing them. I'm glad to have them on the schedule. Again, we get Lynn Classical. I love having them back on our schedule. I love playing Salem, Gloucester. Oh, yeah, Beverly, I really like our schedule. And they're starting out with Revere. It should be a nice litmus test to see where we're at.
You know, Mark, I'm laughing because I'm loving the enthusiasm. You have so many games, so many sports, almost every day of the year. It's just great to hear that passion and enthusiasm. I want to ask you about a quick question about the offense, and then maybe we can get into some names. We are talking about new skill players, primarily in the backfield and offense and so on. How much can the line, an experienced line, contribute to your backfields and your skill players' growth?
Well, it's funny because the offensive line, because of the great running backs we had last year and the likes of Alan Polino and Will Pinto, you know, those guys are pretty seasoned running backs, and when a hole opened up, they hit it. And a lot of our offensive line, you know, turning around saying, why aren't you hitting this hole? You know, cause it takes a little bit longer for these guys to get the vision that those guys had. And that will be a work in progress. Nick Dresser, you know, he's doing a great job in the backfield as a captain. Wasn't really a running back last year. You know, Alex Silver is still going to play some running back for us. He's such a good running back. You know, we have a quarterback, and it kind of takes away from that position and the experience that he has. So we're going to play with that a little bit. You might see Alex in the backfield before too long. Couple other guys that have really impressed us running the ball have been senior Kyle Mora, juniors Gabe Santos and Caio Santos. So it's going to be a situation we're going to rotate some backs through, try to find the hot hand, and whoever's protecting the football and not giving it up, will get those opportunities to run and find these holes that our offensive line haven't been able to open up. I think the guy that gets the vision first, that can find those holes and hit those holes, is going to be the one that gets the most carries game in and game out. Quarterback-wise, when Alex is there, you know, we are always a threat to run. Sometimes the issue is he has trouble seeing the line because of his stature. But we have a couple of guys that are fighting for that job. Sophomore Luke Maglione, junior Peyton Smith. These guys are, you know, a little bit taller, you know, 6 foot, 6 foot one, have a little bit more ability to see over that line. And we will see how this plays out.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a work in progress there.
All right, before I get to a final question, Coach, name a lineman or two that you're counting on this year for leadership and good play.
Oh, there's a few there. I mean, you have senior captain Ramey Andino, junior captain Jimmy Fester at right guard, amazingly talented and strong and quick Alex Jackson at right tackle, Dylan Anise, who played every snap as a sophomore last year on this line. He's back as a junior. He's bigger, stronger, smarter. And, you know, Mark Clanton, I think took almost every snap last year as our center. He's the rock of that line. So between those five, you've got, five experienced kids who are bigger, stronger, and faster. When you get down to the backups, Matt Mastrocola is bigger and stronger than he was last year. Jaden Cotillo. We've got some guys that behind them that are going to push them to do their job, or they're going to push to get in that lineup.
Sounds great. Finally, Coach, Lou Ciccatelli, a familiar face here on the North Shore with us at MSO and, of course, with Peabody High School. What do you expect tomorrow night on your road trip?
Lou is an exciting, fully energetic coach that I expect him to blitz every other down and come after us and put pressure on our quarterback and make him make decisions quicker than he wants to. Sometimes he'll come off the edge. Sometimes he'll come right up the middle. Likes to play a lot of, cover two and cover three when we throw the ball. So, you know, we'll be looking to just kind of take what he gives us. And we got to feel him out early in the game and see what he's giving us and what he's trying to take away. And the quicker we can do that, the more we can execute our game plan.
Any special preparations if this heat continues for a game tomorrow night?
It was funny because yesterday we took off our shoulder pads and helmets. It's like, well, how can we practice without shoulder pads and helmets? You get kind of, the trainers are there for the kids' safety, and you respect that. And, we assume everyone else is doing the same thing. I know today is extremely hot out, the day before this game. I don't expect us to be in full equipment. I'm pretty sure the trainers are going to tell us to take our helmets and shoulder pads off, and we'll go through our run-throughs and then our reviews with shorts and T-shirts on today if we have to. We don't want anybody going down due to the crazy heat that's happening to us right now. But we also want to be on our toes and make sure we're getting the work done that we have to get done. So there'll be some compromises made, and we'll figure out how to get through today's practice without anybody suffering from the heat, and get ourselves ready for a beer tomorrow night.
It's a great time of year, Coach. Very exciting. Thank you for taking the time today. Good luck, and hope to stop by there next week or the week after.
Always looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Mark. Take care. Be well.
All right,
that's Mark Betancourt, who is the Peabody High School football coach. They are at Revere on Friday evening at 6 p.m. with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.